Well, good morning. Pleasure and honor to be here today. So today I'm going to provide a brief overview of the Walt Disney Company Healthy Living Commitment, share some context on how it got started, a snapshot on how it comes to life today, and a little sneak peek of what's to come. So in terms of my disclosures, I am an employee of the Walt Disney Company. I did come from government, from the White House. I like to say the White House was cool, Mouse House a lot cooler. But we are not an organization at the Walt Disney Company. We're not an organization of dietitians. We are not nutrition advocates. We are not a food and beverage company. We are an entertainment company. So before I get into the heart of my presentation, I just want to take a little moment to entertain with a few highlights over the past 10 years. A vision to be among the most admired companies of the world, to be equally admired for the way we behave as global citizens as we are for our exceptional entertainment. So at Disney Citizenship, we have a core set of issues that we believe can make positive and lasting change across the world. And our commitment to helping create healthier generations is one of these commitments. We understand parents need support, and we believe we are uniquely suited as the leading entertainment company to help kids eat better, be more active, and what we like to say, be their very best. So, 10 years ago, when public health professionals were sounding the alarm about societal concerns about children's health, kids being on track to live a shorter lifespan than their parents, one in two kids being on track to develop diabetes in their lifetime, Disney rolled up its sleeves and thought, what can we contribute to the solution? We engaged in research all across the world, and what we found was upwards of 94% of parents felt that healthy living was either very or extremely important. What our research also taught us was that parents know what healthy living is. They know it's about fruits, vegetables, getting more active, but they also explained that it was a struggle to get the whole family to participate. So at that time, Disney saw an opportunity. Our whole house is built on the premise that we provide experiences that kids and parents can agree upon. Experiences that kids enjoy and that parents can trust. So in 2006, our CEO put us on a path to be part of the solution. At that time, our characters were on sugary cereals and fast food kids meals as well. But at that time too, it wasn't about complete do-overs or complete change in our focus. It was about focusing on the core tenets of our brand. It was about doing the best with our brand at every time. We asked ourselves, what would happen if we put our popular characters on foods that parents felt good about and kids could enjoy? So we launched the Walt Disney Healthy Living Commitment, and we like to say that there are four key pillars to our commitment. First being our nutrition guideline policy. We associate our characters and family of brands with foods that meet the Walt Disney Company nutrition criteria. The second pillar being our consumer tool, the Mickey Check, which helps families, kids, and parents quickly identify healthier options. Our third pillar being our consumer engagement. We have Disney channels, we have online presence, we have community experiences. So we like to use those platforms to inspire kids to eat right, be active. And then certainly being a good citizen of the world means also giving back. So we have a number of philanthropic investments. All of this is really built on the Disney thought leadership. We continually engage in research, and we continually try to identify growth strategies that can shift lifestyles toward being more healthy. I'm going to talk a little bit about our nutrition guideline policy that governs our marketing practices. In 2012, we did update our nutrition criteria and our nutrition guideline policy. We publicly made commitments about nutrition guidelines, such that, first, with regard to our promotions and sponsorships, all of our Disney-controlled, kid-oriented promotions and sponsorships comply with the nutrition guidelines. So promotions for the animated movie Frozen, they're with foods like Bird's Eye and Subway. But while everybody's really familiar with our animated movies, this goes a lot deeper than our animated films. This includes all sponsorship for our Disney on Ice shows. This includes all promotions and sponsorship with our Disney Music Group. So we have a hip, new, hip artist, Sabrina Carpenter, with the Disney Music Group. So all her concerts and promotions all across the nation have to comply with our nutrition criteria. In terms of our advertising, we were the first media company to launch food advertising standards. So all Disney-controlled advertising on our U.S. kid-focused media platforms, as well as our online destinations oriented to kids, must comply with our nutrition criteria. In our licensing division, we are not a food and beverage company, but we do license our characters to a number of food and beverage companies themselves. And we do recognize our animated characters on pack are a form of marketing. We do have what we call our 85-15 balance rule, such that 85% of our entire food and beverage portfolio complies with our nutrition criteria. We do reserve a small amount, no more than 15%, to allow Disney to participate in special celebrations like birthdays, holidays, or a special occasion deemed appropriate for a parent. While that 15% is often treats, we do no marketing of that 15%. There is no mass advertising or commercials of those treats. They're not on billboards, but they exist, again, to enable Disney to participate. As our research really showed, parents wanted Disney to be part of a birthday celebration. So we're very careful to safeguard any marketing. And then certainly our parks and resorts. We do consider a visit to a Disney park a special occasion, often a once-in-a-lifetime occasion, But we do bring our healthy living commitment to our parks experience as well. And with regard to kids' meals, we default all of our kids' meals to a healthier sided beverage. So it's served with low-fat milk or apples versus soda and a fries. And then we do safeguard that 50% of all of our kids' meals do meet our nutrition criteria for calories, sodium, saturated fat, as well as promote good nutrition by including fruits, vegetables, whole grain, and lean protein. So we've introduced the first lifestyle tool for kids and families. We like to call it the Mickey Check. The Mickey Check is rooted in strong global consumer insights. Again, our research showed that upwards of 80% of moms thought the check and the check concept was appealing, and 70% of moms stated, yes, the check increases my purchase intent across multiple food categories. So we are now activating the Mickey Check on foods in grocery stores, on menus in our parks, as well as interstitials and programming on our Disney channels. We feature a number of recipes, and currently over 3 million downloads of our Mickey Check recipes have occurred. And certainly, produce, as public health professionals, we do recognize that children's consumption of fruits and vegetables is far lower than it really needs to be. And so we have had a focus on produce since 2006. In our parks, we estimate 4.5 million pounds of bananas and grapes are eaten each year. And then within our licensing arm, we have provided over 4.3 billion servings of Disney licensed fruits and vegetables here in North America. So I'm just going to take a moment and put that 4.3 billion number in context. That would be like in today's world giving everyone in Asia a serving of fruit and vegetable. Or if you wanted to look at it through the lens of North America, that would be Disney giving 2.5 servings of fruits and vegetables to every child per month for 9 years straight. I mean, how about them apples? That's a lot. And then certainly with our philanthropic investments, we work with Feeding America, and we provided 55 million servings of fruits and vegetables to vulnerable communities. And so developing the nutrition guideline policy was no small undertaking, but rolling it out in a company our size globally, well, that was a whole other challenge. So within our parks and resorts, we certainly pioneered the healthy defaults, and we also needed to find new ways to feature healthy offerings, such as through produce carts and have no sugar beverages. In our studio operations, that meant letting go of many lucrative fast food and soda promotion deals. And it meant finding new partnerships. We had a great successful campaign with Monsters University and Got Milk. And in our licensing division, it meant working with food companies to reformulate their products, or it meant ending deals. And it also meant finding new partners. Currently in retail nationwide right now, we have our Yoda green grapes, and they are just flying off the shelves. And then certainly with our media channels, we wanted to make sure we were featuring and role modeling healthy living. So I talked quite a bit about all of our Disney marketing to kids must comply with our nutrition criteria. So again, Frozen, Disney Music Group, Disney on Ice shows, all of that marketing directed to kids must meet the Walt Disney Company nutrition criteria. But given the size and scale of a company the size of Disney, we have properties and experiences that appeal to kids as well as appeal to adults. So we have policies and systems in place to ensure any marketing to adults stays focused on marketing to adults. It doesn't become blurred lines and become unduly attractive to kids. So we have internal standards for responsible marketing in place. And this would be like promotions with our live-action PG-13 films or ESPN or our Broadway shows. So let's talk a little bit about what these standards mean. So if we're engaged in marketing to adults, we look at the creative of the promotion. The creative should focus on adults. There should not be kids in the creative artwork, and there should not be use of animation in any adult promotions. The focus needs to stay on adults. We look at media placement for any promotional activity for adults. It should only be placed on media where the vast majority 75% or more of the audience is adults and 25% or less are kids. And then certainly we look at the promotion mechanics, all these giveaways and things of that nature. So an adult promotion, there should be no kid premiums. There should be no plush doll, there should be no toyetic keychain, but any premium attached to an adult promotion must be adult targeted. And so these are not just words and policies that sit on Julie Marino's desk, but we have whole IT systems that really track and ensure adherence. And of course, with our consumer engagement, we inspire kids and families to see healthier lifestyles. We do feature a number of what we call interstitials on our Disney channels that show kids how to make fun recipes, how to get active as a whole family. And through our Nielsen data, we are now estimated with our healthy living content, we are reaching 100 million households every week. And then certainly in the communities, we are touching people through our Disney runs, our Disney on Ice pre-show that just launched that gets kids up and moving. So we're touching upwards of 10 million people per year with those experiences. And then also in our parks, we do special celebrations and we have a special partnership with social media moms to help tell our story. And now I also started my presentation today talking about Disney wanting to be a good citizen of the world, to be equally admired for how we behave as we are for our exceptional entertainment. And that means giving back. So our philanthropic healthy living investments are really at supporting programs to bring lasting change in communities that need our help with healthy living. We're working with Kaboom and we built over 60 playgrounds to bring the gift of play to vulnerable communities. And again, we have a great partnership with Feeding America that brings a focus on produce to vulnerable communities. So as we think about what's next in the coming years, we'll continue to focus on efforts that propel us forward. Committing to best-in-class nutrition guidelines means we need to continually update our nutrition criteria. Nutrition science is ever-evolving, so we want to be respectful and responsive to new science. And certainly as the Mickey Chef icon continues to grow, you'll see it on more foods in the grocery store, more parks menus, as well as more content on our Disney branded platforms. And with all of this, we continue to ask moms and listen to them. Do they like it? Are the products selling? And do they want more choices? And the answer continually is a resounding yes.
Thank you all so much. I think you really demonstrated all the great work that's happening, both from public health and from industry, both food companies and entertainment. And there's really a lot of great work, and working together, we can really see some positive progress. So now I'd like to open it up to your questions. I don't know if you have anything to ask our panelists. Yep. So real quick, Julie, just so everyone can hear. So she was saying that while Disney has done a lot of great work on their events, how are they handling the venues in which they hold those events and working with those venues to make sure that healthy choices are promoted?
Yeah,